Greetings, Chicagoland. Thank you for tuning in to the weekly program, Building Community, Strengthening Nations, based on improving lives through public service and volunteerism. Today's presentation is brought to you by the Forum to Achieve Altruism, Compassion, and Tolerance, the FACT organization, with more than a 75-year legacy of promoting peace, harmony, equality, and social justice for all. Building Community, Strengthening Nations features newsmakers and movers and shakers engaged in enlightening discussions on current issues and events that positively impact our diverse communities. The FACT organization invites you to contact us for general information or referral services, volunteer opportunities, and suggestions, questions, or comments regarding programming topics and guests. Please call FACT at 773-424-8002 to reach our 24-hour voicemail and facsimile. Our email address is faactorg@aol.com. Now tell your friends to tune in to FACT every Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. We're streaming live over the internet at www.thechicagolighthouse.org. My name is Ruth M. Fairfax Frazier. I am the founder and executive director of the FACT organization, and today I am so pleased to serve as your host. FACT is always excited about this opportunity to share time with you, our most valued listening public, with different weekly topics of interest that positively influence our communities. However, as we always say, this can only be accomplished with your help. The fact is, we all need each other, and by uniting our efforts, we can make a positive difference for everyone. In a nutshell, FACT's combined vision and mission is to help create a better world through educating the public and coalescing with others to eradicate biases and prejudices, as well as hate crime. Everyone, this is Ruth Frazier with Building Community, Strengthening Nations, and my co-host today is Darius Frazier. Welcome, Darius.
Thanks, Mom, for inviting me to the show.
Yeah, Darius serves as the historian for FACT, Forum to Achieve Altruism, Compassion, and Tolerance, and he's here for the holiday season and for the new year, and we're just so happy that he's able to sit in on today's program. And today, wow, do we have a wonderful program for you. The Auditorium Theater of Roosevelt University is celebrating the 12th annual Martin Luther King weekend performances with Too Hot to Handle, the Jazz Gospel Messiah, on Saturday, January 14, 2017 at 7:30 p.m. and on Sunday, January 15th at 3 o'clock p.m., honoring the life and legacy of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So we have joining us on our live line today two renowned soloists.
They are Roderick Dixon, who's the tenor, and Alfreda Burke, who's the soprano.
And they are joining us today to join in the
legendary pianist Alvin Waddles, along with a core of over 100 members and musicians,
for the two performances, and of course the altoist Karen Marie Richardson. So welcome to the program, both Rod and Alfreda.
Thank you so much, Ruth. Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Let's start off with both of you telling us a little bit about your background.
Well, I have been singing all over the world, pretty much North America and in Europe, and made my Carnegie and Orchestra Hall debut under the baton of Maestro Daniel Barenboim during Strauss's Elektra, and have done performances with the Chicago Symphony and other orchestras throughout. And so I've been singing ever since I was, I'm told by my parents, ever since I was 3 years old. And it came from a very musical background. And I did study at Roosevelt University here in the city of Chicago at Chicago Musical College, which is now Chicago College of the Performing Arts, and I serve on their board. So it's been a full circle experience and still performing professionally. And also at the start came, as I said, from the family and also in church. So this piece is just really so appropriate because it really has all of the styles of music that I've sung, classical, you could say Baroque, and jazz gospel, you have rock, you have blues here, you have really a hybrid of styles of music. So, and we've done contemporary crossover and classic styles. So this piece really explains a lot.
Okay. Well, I understand, Alfreda, that you work with recordings, music videos, television, radio, film, and even commercials. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, it's pretty interesting to be called in by James Mack to do the background music of a film. He called me in, and it was with the Chicago Symphony members of, and that was a lot of fun. And I'd done something with R. Kelly and Celine Dion's piece, I'm Your Angel. They had already pre-recorded, and then they had us come in and do like the video. So those things different mediums. It's been quite exciting to work in other areas.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rod, can you also share your background with us?
Sure. I'm born and raised in Queens, New York, to Reverend Samuel Dixon and Dorothy Dixon, both tenor and soprano, and father was and is a pastor of a church, First Freedom Baptist Church in Queens, and did all of my schooling in New York City, elementary school, junior high school, and college, and received my degrees, bachelor's and master's degree from Manners College of Music. Grew up playing piano and organ in church, and sung and been singing all of my life. And I arrived here in Chicago at the Young Artist Program at Lyric Opera Chicago back in the early 90s. And after I left there, I went into singing Showboat at the Auditorium Theater, where I met Alfreda, and we were engaged. And I went to Ragtime on Broadway, recorded quite a few PBS specials with the tennis cook Dixie Young, with Alfreda and Hallelujah Broadway in Prague as well, worked working on another PBS special as we speak, and been singing a part of been a part of the Too Hot to Handle franchise from Lincoln Center to Detroit for 15 years with Alfreda, as well as 12 years here in Chicago. And like her, I sing classical, operatic, concert, jazz, blues, gospel, pop music as well. I'm filmed and recorded and performed all over the world. And we've been married now for 18 years, and so this has been a great blessing for us to perform together, to sing this particular show in home here in Chicago and also in Detroit, this kind of work, because it is based on the scriptures, and it is also comes from Handel's Messiah, 1742, and, you know, it's the kind of work where you have the American jazz and blues influences and gospel influences that really fits what we have come from our cultural family and the black family and black music and black church music. So it's really home for us.
Beautiful.
Rod, tell us the backstory of how Too Hot to Handle came to our Chicago Auditorium Theater.
Well, Too Hot to Handle originally started in the early 90s and was conceived and put together by Maren Alsop, who's now the current conductor of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. She's one of the leading women conductors in the world. And back then, she had the idea of taking this particular work and reimagining it with Bob Christensen, an arranging composer, and Gary Anderson out of New York. They did a lot of Monday Night Football orchestral arrangements, a lot of commercial work there. And so the two of those guys got together with her, and she thought it would be a great idea to take Handel's Messiah, which had become so popular around the world as a Christmas oratorio, and that all symphonies all over the world were hosted and produced every year for the last 200 years or so. And being a prodigy of Leonard Bernstein as a conductor, she thought it was a great idea because it would fit the idea of what New York is all about, a plethora of music, an amalgamation of a lot of different musical styles coming together in New York City, Lincoln Center, at A.B. Fisher Hall with the New York Philharmonic Place. And so they put the piece on. It was very successful. It was there for about 12 years, and then they had it at Carnegie Hall. And it's been in Detroit, at the Detroit Opera House for 15 years with our current conductor, Suzanne Millar Acton, and the Rackham Symphony Choir and their Opera House Orchestra with Alfreda, myself, and Cameron Ree Richardson, and also here in Chicago for 12 years at the Auditorium Theater of Roosevelt University with the core musicians from Detroit mixing with the choir here in Chicago under the direction of Bill Freyer at Old St. Patrick's Church, and our orchestra members who play jazz and classical music here in the Chicago local area. So when you put that together, you have a very interesting urban, grassroots, American, reinvented idea of a European piece like the Handel's Messiah. And because of the Baroque elements and all the improvisation on that side, it lends itself to the jazz and improvisational elements of jazz, blues, and gospel on the American side. So it's a perfect fit. And since it's so universal and so beloved, the piece has worked so well both in Detroit and Chicago for the last 12 or 15 years, probably.
Well, you know, when you brought it here to the Chicago area, I'd like to have credit of saying that FACT, Building Community, Strengthening Nations, has been a great promoter for this, because we love your work and we love the energy that you bring here to Chicago. So all these years, we make sure that the greater Chicagoland area knows all about the wonderful things you're doing here at the Auditorium Theater.
That is correct. And let me say by way of some interesting news that you're going to actually share, is that because of FACT and because of your sense of diversity and inclusion of many people with different kinds of backgrounds, those who have physical things that they have to overcome, and have an opportunity to still experience music and art in a very profound way, it's because of institutions like yours that Too Hot to Handle today has an opportunity to live stream the concert to prisons, for prisons across America. And so it's the kind of institutions like yours and the upcoming institutions that will be a part of the Too Hot to Handle experience that we feel very, very good about what the work has done, not only artistically, but also in terms of social and community endeavors of reaching out and being a part of this. You've been a great advocate for that kind of desire to meet the public.
And we thank you for including us in the great work you do. And you know that our Vice President Marshall Matthews has always been in attendance, and he knows both of you very well, and he sends his best.
We send our greetings back to Marshall. We went to school together at Lindblom.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
And I want to for you to explore a little bit more about this partnership with the Elmhurst Christian Reformed Church's Friends of Prison Fellowship, because the live stream is going to be on Sunday, January the 15th, for the performance of Too Hot to Handle. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to be sending this live stream to a maximum security prison located in Angola, Los Angeles, Louisiana.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's Angola, Louisiana, the Louisiana State Penitentiary, but also to a number of institutions right here in Illinois.
Right, Lake County Adult Corrections Division and Danville Correctional Center.
And the
Lawrence Correctional Center.
And Sumner, yes.
And they do want to involve Cook County in the future.
Oh, beautiful.
So there will be others as we move forward.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a wonderful opportunity for this show is just so powerful and inspirational and uplifting, and to get those words, the power of that and the exhilaration, the energy, the enthusiasm, this performance into the prisons to just encourage those souls is a wonderful work.
Right. And what's really nice is that the church is putting together a scripture guide, as well as the background information on Handel's Messiah, and of course, much information on Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. for the prisoners to have a backdrop before they even experience what you guys are bringing.
Yeah, they have to have the information about how Handel was inspired to create this piece in the first place, to compose it, and what type of man he was, because he cared about people, children, orphans, and the accessibility of his music to the common man. And so, and then you have that link to Dr. King, who certainly is a man of peace, a preacher, a Nobel Peace Laureate, and a civil rights leader, and his mission. And then that comes together with Christ the Messiah, the birth, the life, the death, and the resurrection. Just the power of this peace. It all comes together so relevant to all of the audiences that will hear it.
And you know, in addition to the prisoners, you also work with students. There's even going to be a student matinee on Friday, January the 13th. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on with that?
Yes. We are going to be working with high school students who will be coming to work with our conductor, Suzanne Millar Acton, and they will work on the Hallelujah Chorus, which comes at the end of the concert, and they will sing with the whole production Friday morning in front of 2,000 students with the orchestra, the soloists, and they will be able to participate and in the rehearsals and also do a master class with the maestro conduct, Suzanne Millar Acton as well. And so that kind of exposure to the university campus, the theater itself, Auditorium Theater, which is the People Theater, and then the production itself, and then, of course, the large cast that will assemble on Friday morning in front of all the students, is just remarkable, because it does speak to a beloved community.
Yeah.
And it also, it sort of flows into the other part of the weekend where they have a poetry contest where students write poems about King and what his messages were trying to do for humanity globally, and they pick a winner, and one or two winners read their poems just before the performances Saturday and Sunday. So there is a weekend of activities with the students and outreach and education and with King's Celebration, as well as music that is so all-encompassing, that is such a great Chicago tradition, that there's so much really being flushed out of this experience. And that's why it's 12 years old. It's just phenomenal. Mm-hmm.
Right. And each year it just grows and grows, what you guys are able to layer on in these very rich experiences.
Right. And we thank Allstate for that educational outreach.
Mm-hmm.
They're our sponsor for that.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful sponsors each year that make this piece possible. And the fact that Brett Batterson and Mel Catton years ago saw fit to bring it to, you know, from Detroit to Chicago and to champion its cause. And now we have Tanya Castroverde. Moskalenko. who is now at the helm. And then we have Charlie, who is the head of the board.
Charlie Gardner.
Right. So we're very grateful to both of them for continuing this tradition.
Right. And, you know, another great tradition that the Auditorium Theater offers to our community is accessibility.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So the Auditorium Theater of Roosevelt makes every effort possible to accommodate the needs of all members of the community and is dedicated to complying fully to the Americans with Disabilities Act. And we are especially sensitive to the needs of patrons with accessibility needs and provide the following information so all patrons may avail themselves to the services of the Auditorium Theater. And Darius, could you just give us a quick highlight of what some of those are?
Regarding to the available seating, available tickets can be purchased at the box office located at 50 East Congress Parkway or by calling 312-341-2300. Regarding the patron services, the patron services offices is located just inside aisle one of the main floor and is open during all performances to assist guests with any special needs. Regarding the accessible entrance, the theater's main entrance at 50 East Congress requires patrons to navigate three steps to enter the lobby. An alternative accessible entrance is located just west of the main entrance near the corner of Congress Parkway and Wabash Avenue, allowing patrons to access the main floor of the theater without the need to navigate any steps. The entrance is open at all times. The theater is open to the public.
And so we encourage everyone to go to the Auditorium Theater website, learn more about the accessibility that is offered, including, you know, listening devices, elevator, even special parking, because we want everyone to attend, especially for the Martin Luther King performances of Too Hot to Handle. And just briefly before we go off air, Rod, we opened the program with music. Can you tell us the music that we have been enjoying?
Yes. This is Alfreda singing Rejoice Greatly. It actually takes place in the second half of the program. We thought it was fitting to start with something very uplifting. It talks about being uplifted, being happy, and it's her performance, a live performance at the Auditorium Theater.
And then the second musical piece that we heard was For He's Light. Can you explain that one to us?
Yes, that's a small little sample of Cameron Reed Richardson doing spaghetti and bobbing and For He's Like a Refiner's Fire with the big band really swinging hard. And a very small little tidbit there, about 23 seconds there, that the audience is going to enjoy. It just gives you a little sampling of how diverse the orchestration is on top of Handel's original score.
And Rod, we have your wonderful tenor voice in every valley.
Yes, that's actually the second piece of the night, and I sing that with a lot of operatic and also Broadway-like bravado in my voice. The choir really gets up good. And the orchestra, the big band, really, really attacks the house, and the audience is very aggressive in that piece, so you can hear the energy in that performance. That's also live at the Odeon Theater.
Okay. And as we close today's program, Rod Dixon, Alfreda Burke, we will hear Hallelujah. Tell us that.
Well, there's a famous piano solo that has become such a great tradition in Chicago and Detroit. It's played by Alvin Waddles from Detroit. He plays this masterful solo, and this crowd comes every year, stands 50. He plays, they scream, and then he brings the whole 200 musicians on the stage to this previous pitch, and they start singing the Hallelujah chorus, and as the tradition has it, the chorus and the choir and the choir and the chorus and the audience and the musicians, everybody's going at it, and everybody's screaming and hollering and hugging and laughing and having a great time, and it's just fantastic. That's what you listen to, that kind of joy, that kind of Chicago tradition.
Well, everyone, not just our Chicago audience, but our global audience, have enjoyed today's program that included Alfreda Burke, soprano, Roger Dixon, tenor, for Too Hot to Handle, the Jazz Gospel Messiah at the Auditorium Theater of Roosevelt University. And we'd also like to thank Darius Frazier for co-hosting today's program. And we want to wish everyone peace and God's blessings in the new year 2017. Thank you so much. Have a great week, everyone. Bye now.